man sentenced to 7.5 years for firebombing Wisconsin pro-life organization in 2022. By Catherine Hamilton on April 16, 2024. A pro-abortion activist was sentenced to 7.5 years in federal prison last week for firebombing a Wisconsin pro-life organization after the leak of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision in 2022, the Department of Justice, DOJ, announced. "We recommended the defendant receive 15 years imprisonment." The U.S. Attorney's Office had also recommended 12 to 15 years imprisonment, said Julaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Action, WFA, the pro-life organization that was firebombed. "We are disappointed in the judge's decision regarding a crime the judge called terrorism multiple times." Bryden Dusankar Roy Chowdhury, 29, of Madison, Wisconsin, will also pay $32,000 in restitution and will serve 3 years on supervised release, per the sentence handed down by Obama nominee U.S. District Judge William Connolly, the Associated Press reported. Roy Chowdhury signed a plea agreement on November 20, admitting to attacking the Madison headquarters of Wisconsin Family Action. Roy Chowdhury signed the agreement in exchange for the recommendation he not receive a maximum punishment of 20 years behind bars. The fiery attack occurred early in the morning on May 8, 2022. Law enforcement responded to an active fire at the organization's building and found the remnants of two mason jars, one of which was singed but had not successfully caught fire. The outside of the building was spray-painted with "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," as well as a large A and the number 1312, a derogatory acronym that numerically stands for "A cop, all cops are bastards." According to the DOJ, law enforcement identified Roy Chowdhury as a possible suspect in March 2023. Local police officers observed Roy Chowdhury dispose of a partially eaten burrito in a public trash can and were able to recover it and collect DNA from the food. Law enforcement had already collected DNA samples from the scene of the crime. On March 17, 2023, a forensic biologist tested the two DNA samples and found that they matched and were likely from the same person. That same month, law enforcement arrested Roy Chowdhury at the Boston Logan International Airport, where he was planning to fly to Guatemala City. He was charged with one count of attempting to cause damage by means of fire or an explosive, which carries a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years and a maximum of 20 years in prison, according to officials. Related, explainer, DOJ uses KKK-era charge to extend prison time for pro-life activists. The firebombing was one of dozens of attacks against pro-life organizations and churches following the leak of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. According to trackers kept by Catholic Vote, 90 pro-life organizations and pregnancy centers have been attacked since the decision was leaked, along with 248 Catholic churches. Even so, Roy Chowdhury is one of the few pro-abortion extremists who have been held accountable, as the DOJ continues to go after pro-life activists under FACE Act charges. In a statement, Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Deputy Director Paul Abate said the agency will not stand for the use of violence or criminal activity to express personal views on any matter. The sentencing is the result of the FBI's commitment to use all of our resources to aggressively pursue anyone who uses violent tactics in an attempt to impose their views on others, Abate said. Engaging in an act of terror, in this case, firebombing a business because of their beliefs, is criminal and un-American. As the sentencing demonstrates, it won't be tolerated, added Director Stephen Dettelbach of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, ATF. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.